Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start. Welcome to the podcast. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about energetic body in wisdom of yoga. And in yoga philosophy, the energetic body is beautifully defined. There are 72,000 nadis or energy channels in our system. And this is according to yoga philosophy. And yoga philosophy also explains these beautiful energetic channel in a diagram. Actually, each and every nadi has a Sanskrit name. The sages knew the function of these channels and how these energy channels affected our whole well-being. And these energy channels are not just within our body, they are in and around our body. So let me give example what is it means by around our body. You can call it aura, or you can call it your personal bubble. Like someone steps really close to you and if you don't know that person, you immediately step away, even though they're not really touching you, but they are actually entering into your energetic field. And that's what the reaction is like. We immediately step away from that kind of energy. And this is the reaction we have. And also these energy channels meet in different places. So wherever these energy channels meet, they create reservoir of energy, because imagine these are called energy channels. It's like electricity, and where the electricity, two or three or four more lines of electricity are going to cross, that's where there will be reservoir of energy. And there are it is said in some yoga philosophy that there are 108 places where our energy channels meet. And that's why in yoga philosophy, the mala, the meditation rosary has 108 beads and one extra bead, which is called guru bead. And so when you're chanting the mantra, you're chanting for all these places where there is a reservoir of energy in our system. Out of these, seven are considered very important in a way, because this is where the important nadis meet or energy channels meet. And these energy channels are, all these seven channels are in line with our spine. So our spine is called Merudanda, or it has a very important place in wisdom of yoga. So you will see that the movement of asana practice is towards aligning or towards working with these energy channels. Also, you will see that the asana practices prepare us for meditation. So the purpose of physical yoga movement or asana is to help us to move towards the meditation practice. So sit for a longer period of time. We need a lot of strength to sit for a longer period of time. And that's why the conscious awareness is towards working with the body, working with the energy channels as well, so that we can tune into our system. We can become more aware of what's happening in our system, and also align these energy channels or remove the obstacles or blockages from these energy channels. So the sages even knew how many energy channels are meeting in these seven places. So you can see that in the form of petal, there is a mandala for each and every chakra or each and every place where these energy channels meet. And these, you can see that the Muladhara, the base chakra, where four energy channels meet. So it has four petals as a indication of how many nadis or energy channels are meeting there. So it's amazing how the sages knew, and they came to know this wisdom through the meditation. So instead of looking for answers outwards, they turned their awareness inwards. And that's where they found the real answers. And they realized that these energy channels, we can actually tap into that. And through our meditation, through our asana practice, through our conscious awareness towards these channels. Now, there is also, yes, we have these energy channels and energy body, but also not getting caught into that, because this is just the stepping stone to move towards our enlightenment. So when I can see that there are a lot of people get caught into just this and just into the chakras or just into the working with chakras. So traditionally, in wisdom of yoga, we don't really play with the kundalini shakti or the energy, which is considered at the base of our spine, which is in the 3.5 coil. And it is considered, it is called the almost, it looks like apparently snake energy. And it rises with the correct practices. But traditionally, you never consciously play with that. The guru used to tap into the disciple's needs, and then the conscious awareness of the disciple brought into that particular area, and then the practices were given. Now, in modern world, how we are going to work with this, and what do I mean by not consciously working with this? So traditionally, it is when we sit for meditation, we bring awareness towards the energy body, or we can bring awareness towards the spine, but let it happen. Let the energy rise in its own way. Trust into your system to let it happen instead of forcing or doing something. So you can do the practices to bring conscious awareness. You can work with the mantras. You can work with the goddesses and the gods for this particular area, but allow it to happen. It may happen maybe this time of the practice, it may not happen, and that's okay. So don't force anything, just allow the wisdom of your system and the divine wisdom work together. And this is what happens when we let go of any outcome in our meditation. So the intention in the meditation, sankalpa, is usually bigger than us. It's not like I want to, work with my chakra or enlighten or things like that. Instead of that, focusing on what's happening in the system, the intention or sense, a sankalpa, concept of sankalpa is very beautiful. This concept of sankalpa is bigger than us. It is in relation to our dharma or our life's purpose. And that life's purpose, what it is completely up to you. It is really unique. And it is something that has to rise from within. So for you, if you don't know, meditate on that. Over the period of time, meditating on the concept of dharma, I realized that my sharing the wisdom of yoga is my dharma, wisdom of my meditation, wisdom of Ayurveda. And when that realization came, that sharing wisdom of yoga, Ayurveda, and meditation, when that realization came that this is my dharma, something clicked so beautifully that I can't put it in, express in the words. It felt that I'm home. I felt that this is what I'm meant to do. And when I start putting energy towards that, it feels right. It feels correct. It feels amazing. So tune into your dharma. When you tune into your dharma or your life purpose, you then realize that something clicks in our energetic system. Our energy body kind of like almost recognizes it. This truth of your dharma, your life's purpose. And you will also notice that the universal energy also then start bringing this combination together and start help you to work towards this life purpose. So consciously tuning into what is your dharma. Also, the energy channels are very powerful because it is believed in yoga philosophy and also in Ayurveda that your energy channel, blockages in your energy channels manifest as illnesses in our system. And so our energy channels are very powerful. And then that's why meditation, movement with awareness, yoga practices, asana practices, all this is a way to remove these blockages. And this helps us to move towards enlightenment, even though that may not be your purpose. And you don't care about enlightenment, that's okay. What is enlightenment is removing these blockages from your energy channel and moving towards your optimal well-being. So that's what enlightenment is. So if that is your purpose, then moving towards that with conscious awareness towards what's happening in your life, what's happening with your energy channels, what is your life purpose? And life purpose, dharma is usually beyond us. It is bigger picture, bigger than our selfish reasons. So tuning into that, what is it that you meant to be? Human life is given to us as a gift. It is said in yoga philosophy after 1,000 life cycles. And so even though you may not believe in life cycles, just think about it, that this is a very beautiful gift given to us because we can think, we can laugh, we can experience this world. So what is the purpose of this life? Tune into that. And tune into your energy body, where you feel blockages or where you feel release of energy, what's happening in your system. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you very much for your support for the podcast. And I will bring more topics on this. Also, if you want to listen to some particular topics, please let me know. I'm happy to chat about any topic on yoga, Ayurveda, and meditation. And also, I'll explain it in a way I understand it, my take on it. I truly believe that my dharma is to share wisdom of yoga, Ayurveda, and meditation. So feel free to do that. And also, please visit my website to download 4 free meditations or gentle yoga class, or you can also download dosha quiz. So go into my website and you can find all these links. There is also a free introduction to Ayurveda course. So let me know what you think about the website and the podcast. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining me today. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.